Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a video and it's called What is History For? I don't know if anyone's the same, but I hate history back in high school, and my history was flunked like several times as far as I remembered. But today we have a video and it tells us what is history for, and I'm very interested because I really want to know what this subject or this thing that got me flunked so many times in high school is for. So let's take a look at today's sentence. There's an annoying saying that goes, those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it, but that's suggesting the only thing history is full of is mistakes. Yet it's as fair to say those who don't know history won't be able to improve the present. There's an annoying saying that goes, those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it, but that's suggesting the only thing history is full of is mistakes. Yet it's as fair to say those who don't know history won't be able to improve the present. 那我们首先来看的第一个字呢是 annoying， annoying 呢指的是烦人的，它的 a 呢是发短音 a 的音 ，n o y i n g 这边发 knowing， annoying， annoying。 那我们可以说。 His younger sister was kind of annoying at first, but then when as they grew up, they became best friends. 他觉得他的小妹妹呢，可能最开始有点烦人，可他们长大之后呢，却变成了最好的朋友。那再来，他的动词呢，则是 annoy。 Annoy 要记得 oy 这边只有发 oy 的音 ，annoy 是惹恼的意思。那我们可以说 ，His words really annoyed me, and I think he should apologize for it. 他的那些话语呢，真的惹恼我了。那我认为他应该要道歉。 再我们来看的是 doom，doom 呢指的是毁灭的意思，那它比较常见的呢是形容词的形式叫 doomed，doomed 指的是命中注定的啊，或者是毁灭的。举例来说呢，句子里面提到的 doomed 就是说命中注定，那我们通常会说 doomed to do something。 举例来说呢， one is doomed to fail if they are not fully prepared， 没有做好准备的人呢一定会失败。 那你肯定也听过，在电影里面有人说 "Oh my God, I'm doomed"， 就是说，哎，我们完蛋了，我完蛋了，一定毁，我要毁灭了这种感觉，就是啊，我惨了这样。再我们来看是 repeat 呢是重复的意思，它的 r e 呢是发短音 e re p e a t 则是长音 e， 我们如果只看母音的话，它的发音是 e 会是 repeat。 Repeat， 所以记得这两个前后的长音长短是不太一样的哦。 Repeat 是重复，那它的名词原型呢，则是 repetition。 Repetition 是反复的意思。那英文里有一句谚语啊，叫做 History repeats itself， 就是这个句子，这个今天口说挑战句子的来源。History repeats itself， 就是说，哎，你如果没有以前车之鉴作为一个改善的基础的话呢，历史必定将重来，将重蹈覆辙这样子。 再我们来看的是 suggest 呢是建议，它的重音在 g e s t 的地方 ，s u 发短音 suggest。 Suggest， 那它的名词原型呢，则是 suggestion， 一样在 G S 的地方是重音。那我们可以说 ，He suggests that we should take action immediately towards bullying. 他建议呢，我们应该马上针对霸凌采取行动。最后我们要来看的是 improve， improve 呢是改进的意思，它的 O 是发物的长音 improve， 那它的名词原型呢则是 improvement， 指的是改善啊，或者是改进。那我们可以说 even though that you did a fairly good job on this presentation， there are still some improvements that can be made。 虽然你在这个报告上面做得非常棒，可是还有一些东西呢是可以改善或改进的。那有一个字呢，我觉得跟 improve 长得很像，它叫 improvise。 Improvise 跟改进完全没有关系哦，它的重音呢在最前面的地方 ，p r o 发短音 a improvise 的 i 呢是发 i 的音，则是即兴创作的意思。它的名词呢则是 improvisation，improvisation 也是即兴创作。那我们可以说像即兴演奏啊、弹奏钢琴啊、唱歌变调，或者是要演讲这一种演讲不打草稿的，也可以是 improvise 的一种。那我们可以说 I can't believe you just improvised that speech because it's absolutely solid and on point。 也就是说，我不敢相信你刚才那个演讲是在你没有打草稿的情况之下就讲出来，因为我认为你的论点十分到位，十分一针见血。 All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. There's an annoying saying that goes, those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. But that's suggesting the only thing history is full of is mistakes. Yet it's as fair to say those who don't know history won't be able to improve the present. All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye.